美国商业神学院。
Okay, he graduated from Trinity International University.
宣教学博士。
He took up international studies.
之前他是化工专业。曾获化工博士学位。
Chemical engineering.
他每两年会来到飞升这边给我们授课。
So in every 2 years he came here once.
这次他要教导我们的是护教学的课程。
So he will be our professor for the Chinese student for apologetics this term.
两年前我上过他的课。
So last year he is my professor. Last 2 years he is my professor.
很有感觉。
And I benefit from it.
好，我们要把时间给我们的讲员，还有我们的翻译杜老师。
Let's give the floor to him and the translator will be 杜老师。
I suppose I'm going to preach in Mandarin.
我假设我会用中文讲。
Yes, I will.
是的，我会。
I just try to greeting you who are English-speaking people, faculty and students.
但我先用英文向大家问安。
The topic today will be mission in the I generation.
今天的题目是在 I 年代的宣教。
What is I generation?
I 世代是什么呢？
iPhone, iPad, I. What is
什么东西都是 I.
So you know, I'm going to talk about is the next generation.
所以我们今天要谈一谈这一个世代。
所谓的 I 世代哈，就是我们会用一大堆的 iPad, iPhone, 所有这些东西。
I generation concerned about all the technologies with I.
或者我们叫做智慧手机。
And all the intelligent phone, iPad and so on.
我从来不用智慧手机的。
I never use iPhone.
我认为有智慧的人是不必用智慧手机的。
I think someone as intelligent as I am don't need iPhone.
我也不懂得用就是。
And I don't really know how to use it either.
我家里有个 iPad.
And I have an iPad at home.
因为我女儿换了一个新的，她旧的不要了。
And because my daughter gave her old one, she got a new one.
我的绰号是丐帮帮主。
And my nickname was I'm the head of the beggars.
所以垃圾我们常会收的。
I will collect all the garbage.
但我女儿也很聪明，她就要买个新的，然后把旧的给我。
So my daughter is really intelligent. She got a new one and gave the old garbage to me.
她知道旧的给我，我一定不会不收的。
And she knows I collect all the old stuff.
当然今天我们飞盛可能没有跟上时代，所以我们的 project 还没有弄好。
And of course, VSOP is very intelligent, so our projector is not yet set up.
所以不然我给你看好几张照片啊。
Otherwise, I'm going to show you a lot of photos.
我看到有一个刚出生两个月的小 baby, 他已经开始用 iPhone, iPad.
I've seen a 2-month-old baby with his finger on the iPad.
所以现在小孩子你问他说什么什么问题你知道答案吗？
And nowadays, if we ask a little child, do you know the answer?
以前的孩子都会说我想想看。
In the old day, the little kid may say, let me see.
现在的孩子都这样啊，我想想看。
And nowadays, the little kid go, let me see.
因为现在 iPad 都是这样扫的嘛。
Because iPad, they use a finger.
他们说有最新的智慧手机出来了。
I've heard there's a new iPhone.
是 Samsung.三星做出来的。
Made by Samsung.
他们不用手的。
Doesn't need a hand.
你要练气功。
And you need your breath.
你可以这样。他就一页一页就换。
You just breathe on that and it's going to flow.
当然如果在外面风太大的时候呼呼呼一直跑了。
Of course, if you're in a very windy place, well.
哎呀所以现在啊真的是越来越没有智慧。
And this is a generation without intelligence.
所以我们有很多这种电子的东西可以用。
We have many electronic technology.
我不知道飞盛有没有进步到可以用网上学神学的哈。
I don't know whether BSOP has developed internet learning.
我们叫做 e-learning 哈 ，electronic 的那 learning。
We call it e-learning。
过去我们的教学是面对面的教学。
In the old day, we teach and by face to face。
后来我们就用电脑啦这些东西来做辅助用的。
And later we use computer technology to help。
后来更进一步的是，有的时候是网络，有的时候是面对面教学。
And sometimes we mix the internet learning with the classroom.
我在美国的住的那个镇。
Where I live in the USA.
他的中学生学校送给每一个学生一个 iPad.
The high school give every student an iPad.
因为老师有时候指定作业用 iPad 送给你。
Because the teachers will give you assignments through the iPad.
有时候老师生病了，他就在家里上课，然后学生就用 iPad 听。
And sometimes if the teacher is not feeling well, he may instruct at home through the iPad.
当然有 iPad 也是很麻烦的事情。
Of course, iPad has its trouble.
你可以看任何东西，对不对？
You can watch anything.
所以老师在那边讲课。
And the teacher is up there talking.
每人一个 iPad.
And everyone is holding an iPad.
去后面看。
And if you go to the back of the classroom.
十个有八个学生，他没有在听老师上课，他在玩。
8 out of 10, the iPad is not showing what he's learning.
那现在还有一种是纯粹网络教学。
And sometimes we have internet learning.
问题是别的东西可以教。
And there are things that we can learn through internet.
我就不知道神学可不可以用网络来教。
I'm not so sure about theology.
当然希腊文可以。
Of course, Greek.
希腊文我看到你没看到你也是一样教希腊文。
Greek, we can use internet, we can use technology.
但是有的课哈，老师跟学生之间要有一个所谓的互动啊。
But sometimes the interaction between the teacher and the students are important.
学生跟学生之间也要有互动。
And there's interaction among students.
那电脑学东西的话呢，每一个人都是孤魂野鬼。
And with computer, everyone is very individualistic.
那这种情况下，我们缺乏一个氛围来那个学习。
We lack the environment to learn.
那本来耶稣带门徒的时候
，And when Jesus was leading his disciples,
他带着这些门徒走到哪里
？And he led his students to a place.
然后他可以当时就讲一件事情。
And he could talk according to the environment.
所以三年多他们是跟着老师的。
And for 3 years, they follow the teacher.
是他们所听的，所看的。
What they see, what they hear.
这就是他们的门徒造就。
And this is part of their discipleship training.
但是网络教育没有办法达到这个效果。
Doesn't reach this kind of effect.
我甚至不知道你的作业是你做的还是抄来的。
I don't even know whether your assignment comes from here or somewhere else.
因为我可以从 Google 去找到所有的东西。
Nowadays we can use Google to find just about anything.
你可以把别人的 paper 放进来。
We can pull someone else's ideas and papers into our own.
所以网络神学教育事实上有它的一个局限性。
But so internet learning has its limits.
事实上大概将近快到十年前左右。
Up to 10 years ago.
美国第一个用中文的网络神学课程。
The first Chinese internet learning in USA.
它是一个硕士程度的一个课程。
It was a master degree level learning.
我就参与在那里。
I was a participant.
那个是美国 Boston 的 Gordon Conwell 神学院。
It was done by Gordon Conwell in Boston.
那现在有很多很多神学院也开始用一些类似的方法材料。
Many seminaries start to use the same kind of technology.
事实上有一个硕士课程的材料在马来西亚浸信会神学院台湾的华神都用。
And there's one classroom material used by Malaysia Baptist College and as well as the China Chinese seminary in Taiwan.
那我们也得到亚洲好几个神学院的认可。
And it was recognized by ATA.
就是说 他们修过这个课程去读东南亚的神学院的时候。
So when they took this, after they took this course, if they apply to a particular seminary in Asia,
那几门课就不必再重修了。
Those few courses could be exempted.
那我们在设计的时候。
So when we designed it,
我们就刻意不让这个课程变成整个硕士级的可以拿学位的课程。
These courses are not the mandatory ones in studying a master degree.
所以他可以修一些课，也有硕士学分。
So they could study this way and they could get the credits.
但他不能拿到一个硕士学位。
But this is not going to give the final degree.
他必须到某个神学院去读书。
Or the student has to attend a particular seminary.
从那边拿学位。
And get a degree from that school personally.
只是网路修了一些课。
So the learning through internet.
他可以省一点时间到那个学校读书。
Hopefully, will save some time when the student reach the seminary.
可能要三年的，像两年就可以了。
Maybe the 3 year learning could be reduced to 2 years.
因为有一年的课程用网路修过。
Because 1 year's credits have been done through internet.
事实上，在 Golden Conway 已经有好几位学生从中国到美国来读书了。
At Golden Commonwealth, there are quite a few students from China coming to USA to study.
所以他们在网路修过的课程在 Golden Commonwealth 都可以免掉。
So what they have accomplished through internet could be exempted at Golden Commonwealth.
所以网路是在教育上有帮助。
So internet is beneficial in education.
可是这个 I generation, I 世代哈，也有另外一个意思。
But I generation also carry another significance.
这是一个非常自我中心的意思。
This is a very I center generation.
所以 I generation 就是 I, me, myself.
So I generation means me, me, I, mine.
什么都是我的。
It's all mine.
所以把自己变得很大。
So I become very big.
那因此呢？如果你失恋的时候呢？
So if I'm broken hearted.
然后女朋友跑掉了。
My girlfriend has gone away.
你觉得天都塌了。
I feel the heaven has collapsed.
我完蛋了。
I'm done.
我要死了。
I'm going to die.
但我又不想一个人去死。
But I don't want to die alone.
我要很多人跟我一起死。
I want many people to die with me.
所以在台湾他可以在公车上杀人。
So in Taiwan, there is someone kill a lot of people on the subway.
然后在美国加州也有一个人叮叮叮叮叮打死了一些人。
So in California, USA, also someone went ahead and killed many people.
我不知道菲律宾有没有。
I don't know whether this occurred in the Philippines.
如果还没有，我们等着瞧，会有的。
If that hasn't happened, it will.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为他把他自己变得很大的时候
，When a person make the self huge，
所以他人生中任何一个他觉得被伤害的地方
，So any small hurt in his life，
他都会把它放大了很多倍
，It's going to be magnified many times，
他觉得不得了了
，It's huge。
我们小的时候
，When we were little，
我们如果考试考坏了。
If we fail a deep poor in an exam,
我们可能会觉得，如果我去死掉的话
，We may fail or well if I'm going to die.
我会对不起我的爸爸和妈妈。
I have failed my parents.
对不起养育我的祖国。
I have failed my country.
那是我们那一代的。
But that was my generation.
现在我要去死了。
Nowadays I'm going to die.
我哪管我爸妈
？Forget about my parents.
什么国家？
Forget about my country.
国家给我什么
？What did the country give me?
所以因此他就去死了。
So I'm going to die.
哦，这是一个很特别的时代。
This is a very special generation.
谁造成这个结果的呢
？What caused all this kind of thing?
iPad, iPhone.
iPad and iPhone.
所以 we all blame to Apple. 都是苹果公司的毛病。
So we all blame it on Apple.
那基督徒会这样子吗
？So how about Christians？
我们基督徒会不会不那么自我中心呢
？Will Christian be less self-centered？
我觉得不一定哦。
I'm not so certain。
你要看基督徒最爱看什么书
What do Christians like to read nowadays?
大概知道基督徒是什么样子的。
We will tell what they are like.
几年前最畅销的书。
A few years ago, the most popular reading.
大概是雅比斯的祷告。
Jairus' prayer.
如果你喜欢读那本书的话。
If you like that book.
第一个，恭喜你，你就是 I generation 的。
Congratulations, you belong to the I generation.
第二个，你完蛋了。
Second, you are done.
你就是非常自我中心的。
You are very self-centered.
事实上哈，如果有一天你去上天堂哈。
When you go to heaven.
假如你能上的话哈。
Now that's an assumption.
我不保证非圣人都可以上啊。
I have no guarantee.
假如你可以上去。
Assume you are there.
你去找找看。
Let's go find.
亚比斯在那里吗？
Is Jabez there?
结果如果他没上的话啊。
If he's not there.
那你用他的祷告。
If you use his prayer.
他到哪你就到哪了。
Where he is, you end at the same place.
有一次我看一个节目哈。
Once I was watching a program.
英国 BBC.
In UK BBC.
他做了一个点节目。
They did a program.
教会2000年历史。
The 2000 years history of church.
非常好的。
Good.
你可以去 YouTube 去看。
You can go to YouTube to watch it.
用英文讲。
It's in English.
中文字幕。
And it was Chinese subtitle.
最后一集。
The last episode.
他就讲当代的教会。
They talk about church nowadays.
Contemporary.
Contemporary church.
他去韩国访问。
Talk about the Korean church.
当然，你去韩国不会不找赵镛基的嘛。
And you won't when you go to Korea, you will find 赵镛基。
因为赵镛基的 original English name is Paul Chow. He changed his name from Paul Chow to David Chow. Because he wanted to be a king.
赵镛基 changed his name from Paul Chow to David Chow because he wanted to be like David.
他去访问他的教会，然后也跟他有 interview 面谈。
So this program when I interview him and his church.
那个英国教授就问赵镛基。
The professor from UK asked 赵镛基，
他说：“人家说你讲的东西都是成功神学的。”
He said, people critic your theology is a success theology
or a prosperity
theology.
你承认吗
？Do you agree？”
赵镛基说：“人人都想成功，对不对？”
赵恩基 said, everybody talk about success pathology.
我教他用圣经的方法成功有什么不对？
If I teach people to succeed with the Bible, what's wrong with that?
是，我讲成功神学。
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
我很骄傲地说，我教的就是成功神学。
I'm proud, that's what I teach.
那个教授呢，就去访问另外一个韩国神学院的教授。
So this interviewer went to interview another professor in a seminary.
那个韩国教授呢，大概只有四十几岁，很年轻。
The other Korean professor was only 40-some, very young.
他就问他说：“我在韩国到处的教会，我发现所有的牧师大部分都讲成功神学。”
And he talked about. He asked, "How come in Korea, with all the churches, this is the only kind of theology I'm hearing?"
不是只有赵恩基，几乎每个牧师讲的都差不多是成功神学。
Not just 赵恩基 just about every pastor preach the same stuff.
我看错了吗
？Am I wrong?
那神学院教授笑一下。
That professor smiled.
他没有直接回答。
He didn't answer directly.
他知道，你知道吗？前几天我做了一个梦。
He said, a few days ago, I had a dream.
我梦我上天堂。
I dream I went to heaven.
很多人上天堂都看到花。
Many people saw flowers when they went to heaven.
他呢去上天堂，他没有去找花。
When I went to heaven, I didn't look for flowers.
还要找其他的韩国基督徒啊，牧师啊。
I was looking, searching for Korean believers and pastors.
就要上了天堂以后。
And when I was there in heaven.
他发现 ，There's no Korean in heaven.
在天堂怎么没有韩国人呢？
他说我就吓醒了。
I was scared and I woke up.
There's no Korean in heaven.
天堂里没韩国人。
我也他间接回答了。
And I think he answered.
Yeah, 我们韩国教会都在讲成功神学。
So the Korean church is all talk about success.
大部分基督徒大概都是成功神学的影响者。
And the believers are the results of this kind of theology.
看来在世上好像还蛮成功的。
They might be very successful in this world.
可是能上去吗？
But are they going to reach up there?
当然，我不是神。
Of course, I'm not God.
我不能说韩国人都不能上。
I'm not saying all Koreans will not go to heaven.
我们中国人都上去了。
I hope all Chinese will go.
但我只是告诉你。
But this is what I'm saying.
如果像亚比斯这样祷告。
If we all pray like Jabez.
上帝啊，不要让我碰到难处。
Oh, God, please pray that I will never meet difficulty.
扩大我的疆界。
Just broaden my boundary.
让我的生意从温州做到世界每个角落。
Let my business go from Wenzhou to every corner in the world.
这是亚比斯的祷告吗？
This is Jabez's prayer.
不要让我碰到患难。
Please, no disaster, no affliction.
小心一点啊。
Be careful.
你要跟耶稣走还是跟谁走啊？
Are you following Jesus or someone else?
如果耶稣说跟着背着十字架跟我走。
If Jesus said, come follow me, carry your cross.
哦哦，这个十字架的路太难走了。
The way of the cross is challenging.
所以啊，今天这个 I 世代呢，一个危险。
Therefore, the danger of the I generation.
我们太关心自己的事情。
We care too much about self.
我们不关心神的国，神的义。
We don't care about God's kingdom and His righteousness.
也不是不关心呐。
We cannot really say we don't care.
上帝，如果你让我的生意发达
，God, if my business goes well,
我答应
，I promise.
我给你十分之一
，I give you one tenth.
十分之九是我的
，and the other ninth mine.
我可以跟你分
，I'm going to share with everyone.
所以你要给我大一点
，So give me a big share.
你全部都是上帝的
，Everything belongs to God.
我在我的教会从来不讲十一奉献。
In my church, I don't preach tithing.
哪那么简单，哪那么便宜你啊
？You think it's that simple?
你拿十分之九，上帝拿十分之一
？You think you are going to take nine?
全部上帝的。
Everything is God's.
你是 Lloyd 的汽车，上帝的。
If you have a big race car, that belongs to God also.
你的房子，上帝的。
Your house, God's.
你买个八个卧房，对不对？
If you are going to get a eight-bedroom house,
各地来弟兄姐妹没地方住，都到你家去住。
Every visitor we have, they are going to lodge at your place.
你的房子是上帝的。
Your house belongs to God.
房地产所有权状的 owner.
The title of your property is going to be God.
The owner 不能写 owner Jesus, address heaven. 你要写 owner me, address my home.然后你要 pay tax， 但是上这是上帝的。
And of course you cannot really put that Jesus name there, but owner you may be the owner, but you need to pay tax.
你的车、你的房子上帝的。
Your house, your car belong to God.
别搞错。
Don't get it wrong.
所以呢，如果像亚比斯这种基督徒在教会很多的话
，If we have so many Christians like Jabez.In our church,
一碰到患难呢，我们就不知道怎么办。
Every time there's a difficulty, we don't know what to do.
因为我们怕患难。
Because we are so afraid.
魔鬼哈，最不怕就这种基督徒。
Devil is not afraid of this kind of Christians.
压一下就跑光了嘛。
Every time when you give them some pressure, they are going to go away.
我教护教学哈。
I teach apologetics.
我的课程最后会讲一点。
At the end of my course, I'm going to talk one thing.
你们大部分是没有参加我的课的。
Many of you are not in my class.
所以给你一点小 tip.
So I'm going to give you some tip.
我教到东方闪电这个异端。
When I'm talking about Eastern Lightning.
那个异端哈很厉害哦。
This heretic is very, very powerful.
他有一个训练手册。
It has a training guideline.
训练他们的人怎么样卧底。
Teach the people how to be spies.
然后他怎么样去渗透。
And how to infiltrate.
你要拉什么人加入东方闪电。
What kind of people they need to attract into Eastern
Lightning? 但他有几种人他不要的哦。
There are certain people they don't like.
一种人是。 不冷不热的基督徒他不要。
One type is those that not hard, not cold, those kind of believers, they don't want them.
怕受苦的基督徒不要。
Those who are afraid of difficulty, forget that.
所以我告诉弟兄姐妹。
So I'm telling brothers and sisters.
你不要做基督徒啊，做到东方闪电都看不起你。
Don't be a Christian. Even Eastern Lightning don't want you.
他知道有这种基督徒在教会哦，有一个跟没有一样啦。
They know this kind of believer doesn't count in a church.
做基督徒要有点勇气。
And be a Christian, you need to have some guts.
我要做个鬼见愁的基督徒了。
I'm going to be a Christian that even the devil is going to be afraid.
他觉得哇，这种多几个就不得了了。
If we have few more like those.Church is going to be different.
不要做一个神不爱鬼不碰的基督徒了。
Don't be a one that even God doesn't care about you, even devil doesn't care about you.
神不爱你，因为你不爱神嘛。
God is not loving you because you are not loving God.
那鬼都不碰你，就觉得有你没有一样的。
Devil doesn't even care about you because you are not worth it.
这是 I generation 的基督徒很容易变成那样的。
Unfortunately, I generation Christians very often become just like that.
第二个 I generation 的 I 什么意思
？And second, what does I mean the I generation?
Isolate 就把自己孤立起来了。
It means isolated.
我们活在这个时代哈。
When we live in this world,
能跟人是隔离的。
People they are alienated.
我们活在一个网络的世界里面。
We live in internet world.
我可以跟网络上不认识的人掏心掏肝掏肺讲了好多。
I can pour out my heart in the internet with someone I don't even know.
那旁边的人你不跟他讲话的。
But I never talk to the one next to me.
所以结了婚的小心一点。
So especially those who are married, be careful.
老公啊会上网跟一把谁哦讲哦讲哦不跟老婆讲。
You never know, the husband may be chatting away on the internet with who knows what, but never talk to the wife.
老婆要跟老公讲话，怎么讲话呢？
If a wife wants to talk to a husband, what should she do?
你要到他的 Facebook.
You have to go to his Facebook.
用个假名字。
Use a fake name.
哇，他就跟你把全部都掏出来了。
Then he's going to tell you everything.
然后吃早饭的时候，他不跟你讲话的。
He never talked to you at breakfast.
就算要告诉你什么。
Even if he want to tell you something.
我会用 email 告诉你。
I'm going to email you.
哦，人很难搞哎。
People are difficult.
那所以我们跟神怎么相交？
How are we going to interact with God?
你不能送 email 给上帝，对不对？
We cannot send an email to God.
上帝不在你的 Facebook 里。
God is not looking at our Facebook.
你的 Facebook 全天下人都有，就是没有上帝了。
Everyone is in my Facebook except God.
你可以跟所有的人讲心里的事，就是没有跟上帝讲。
I'm talking to everyone about what's in my heart, but God.
我们跟人也不讲话的。
And we never talk to people.
我看过一张照片，很有意思。
I saw a picture that was funny.
一些年轻人，他们开小学毕业的同学会。
Some young people, they are having their elementary school reunion.
然后这些人都在一起。
So all the people get together.
每个人拿个手机。
Everyone has a phone.
没有人讲话。
Nobody's talking. Everyone's on the
iPhone. 干嘛开同学会
？So what's the point of a reunion?
你在加州，我在菲律宾，我也可以用 email 跟你讲嘛。干嘛来这里？然后每个人还是看手机。
So we can talk. You are in California. I'm in Philippines. Why do we need to get together? Everyone with iPhone.
我们养出一堆怪胎。
These are monsters.
现在在台北哈。
Now in Taiwan,
坐那个 subway 地铁的时候。
In subway.
每个人都很紧张。
Everyone is very careful.
以前都傻傻的看手机嘛。
The people used to just look at their iPhone.
现在看看有没有一个怪怪的。
Now that people look around, see if they happen to be a monster.
可能随时刀拔出来了，啊、哦，赶快跑。
Just in case someone pull out a knife.
所以每个人都非常的孤立。
So everyone is very isolated.
讲到现在，那怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
有没有答案
？Is there an answer?
我没有。
I don't have one.
我只告诉你一个原则。
I'm going to just share a principle with you.
哥林多前书九章
，Chapter Nine。
有一段话，我觉得是保罗提醒我们的。
Paul reminded us something.
哥林多前书第九章，全部是十九到二十三节。
The passage go from verse 19 to 23.
但是我可能集中在其中的两节。
But I'm going to focus on two verses.
二十二节。
22.
的后半，他提到说，像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。
Paul reminds us to whatever, whoever I will be just like him.
无论如何，总要救些人。
Regardless, I'm going to say some.
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
Whatever I do is for the benefit of the gospel.
为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Such that I may share the benefit of the gospel with people.
所以我把这个问题的答案留给大家。
So I'm going to leave the answer to the question to you.
我怎么样向 I generation 的人做 I generation 的人？
How am I going to be to the I generation people? Be us an I generation.
但是你要记得一件事情。
But be careful, remember.
做什么样的人，不等于我就变成那样的人。
Be like someone doesn't mean I become that person.
他前面有提到二十一节，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人。
Verse 21 talk about to the people who are lawless, I will be like lawless.
为要得着那些没有律法的人。
In order that I may gain those who are lawless.
但其实我在神面前不是没有律法的。
But I am not lawless in front of God.
在基督的面前，正在律法之下。
In front of Christ, I am under the law.
所以像 I generation, 我要贴近他们，了解他们。
So to the I generation, I need to be close to them. I need to be intimate with them.
但我不是要做 I generation 的人。
But I'm not becoming one of I generation.
我是要救 I generation 的人。
I'm going to gain some who are from the I generation.
我要把 I 世代的人带到基督面前来。
I'm going to bring the I generation people to Christ.
记得，我们是一个 interface, 一个中间的媒介。
Remember, we are the interface between the two.
这 interface 有一个面是朝向我传福音的对象。
The interface, one side, face the people that I'm going to preach the gospel to.
另一面是向着基督的。
The other side faces Christ.
你要知道你传福音的对象 ，where they are， 他们在哪里
？I need to know whom and where the people I'm preaching to.
然后我要带他们说哪里是我们该去的地方 ，where we should go.
So and I'm going to bring them to where they should go.
我不是停留在他们在哪里就是哪里。
And I'm not staying where they are.
所以求主帮助我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们了解这个时代。
Let us understand this generation.
然后迎接这个挑战。
And let's face the challenge.
我还有，也许还有四堂要讲。
And I have four more sharings.
我明天会多谈一点这个后现代的人的思想的方法。
So tomorrow I'm talking about the ideology of the post-modernity.
以及我们怎么样来面对他们。
And how are we going to face that?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你让我们今天早上有这样一个机会，来这样一起来思考你的话语，也知道怎么样在面对这个新的 I 世代的人，我们怎么样能够向他们传福音，帮助我们去理解他们，但是让我们不因此就成为这个世代的奴仆，而能够把他们领向福音。求主来帮助，来带领我们，好让我们能够成为你自己合用的仆人。God our Father in heaven, we thank you for this privilege for us to be here in the school starting the summer intensive course. We pray that you can help us to understandWhat is the I generation and what the problem with this I generation? And help us to be an ambassador for Christ to bring those I generation young people to God. Help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.